Yeah, I suppose we have a few knocks. We're just assessing it. Obviously, we're going to bring 20 players to Derry. Ian wasn't involved Friday, Ian Turner, so he's back involved. We're bringing young Conor McCarthy with us as well. And so a few knocks and bruises, but you know, we just did a bit of training this morning. Some of the lads weren't involved. We'll do a bit tomorrow morning when we arrive up in Derry. So we'll see where we're at. But you know, the most important thing is, you know, I still expect us to be nearly at full strength.
What's the morale like after the last two games?
Well, the lads are disappointed. It's frustrating because, and I keep saying, you know, that is the pressure you bring on yourself, and you know, you have to concentrate on your own performances and your own points. And unfortunately, you know, it was disappointing. I suppose the plus side is that we created lots of chances. The disappointing side is that we haven't been taking them. But at the same time, you know, from my point of view, I just feel that, you know, someone will knock one in and we'll get a run going. But it is frustrating, and obviously, you know, a really, really tough game tomorrow against Derry. But at the same time, you know, it's you can't feel sorry for yourself. You get your head back, it's back to basics again. And I keep saying every game throws up its own challenge. And tomorrow night, we know it's a massive game and a huge task for us and a really difficult game. But like, there's no hiding place. You have to go up and set up and be counted. And you know, you're at the top of the league. You're challenging for a title. That's what you need, and that's what you have to. That's the difference between standing up and being counted and hiding away. And all year, these guys have been fantastic. So, you know, we spoke about it this morning, and you know, at the end of the day, we know it's very difficult. But I expect tomorrow night that you know, we're ready to go, and it's going to be a really tight match, but that we're ready for it.
Derry, very tricky opponents. Do you feel you owe them one after the couple of games this season?
I don't. It's not about Owen. I think the good thing about Derry, it's great that they're in the title race, because all of a sudden Derry now have a chance of winning the title. And obviously, with the form of, you know, the two teams in Europe, Dundalk and ourselves, over the last couple of weeks, has brought them into the title picture. And it's great for Derry, because Derry, like ourselves, you know, we need Derry to be challenged for the title, you know, because they've, you know, excellent team. And you know, a lot of talk about, you know, players coming in. If you look at Derry, Derry have one of the most experienced team in the league. You look at Doherty, McBride, Barry, Jarvis, McNamee, McCormack, Patterson. They've been in this league for years, you know, so Derry should be up to top challenging. You know, they've a, you know, a big budget, and you know, they've brought in two new players in the window. So another guy yesterday. Obviously, they've enhanced their squad with Schuster and young Daniels has come in, and they've young Curtis as well. But at the same time, McNamee, who's been there, but you know, they're a very experienced side, and you know, we expect, you know, there's no hiding place. Derry are like Cork. They should be at the top of the table. You know, so the difference now is that Derry have put themselves in a title challenging situation for the league. And, you know, so a lot of people thought it was just Cork and Dundalk. All of a sudden, they've put themselves as a chance. Rovers are still on the outskirts, or even Sligo putting themselves. But, you know, Derry right in there. And, you know, it's good for the league. So from our point of view, we know how difficult it's going to be.
Are you envisaging making any changes, John? Or will that depend on the fitness of the lads who didn't train this morning?
Yeah, it will. And you always have to be careful, Noel, with such a quick turnaround, you know, because obviously, since we played the Genk game at home last Thursday week, we've Thursday, Monday, Friday, Monday again. So, and they're different type of games. So from that point of view, overall, defensively, we did very well the last day. Attacking wise, you know, we didn't put the chances away, which was disappointing. But at the same time, we are creating chances. So, you know, do I envisage some changes? There might be one. Will depend on knocks. But at the same time, as I keep saying, you expect this. You're in a league. The league was never won in April. It was never won in May or June. This league will go right to the wire, and we have to bounce back and show our character and show what we've done all season, how good we were. And when you hit a blip, you have to bounce back. And well, it's been a disappointing week. Everything is still to play for. And, you know, as I keep saying, there's no feeling sorry. There's no excuses. We don't tolerate that. The standards of the club have been raised very high in the last couple of years. And we expect to stay up there and challenge right to the end.